Thank you. Hey, everybody. Kathleen, compulsive overeater, 100 pounder, laxative bulimic, and restrictor. Very happy to be here, very grateful to be here, and thank you all for being here. Because if you're not here, we don't have a meeting, and that's service work in and of itself. I'll just tell you a little bit about me, where I come from, and my experience in OA and being a 12-stepper. I'm a big book thumper, and I'm a big 12-stepper. All right. So I come from the East Coast. I was born in New York, but I grew up in Florida, to a mother who was a narcissistic schizophrenic. And a father who was very, very bitter about all the incest that he had to incur, during his childhood, mainly my grandmother, okay, is really where it came from. Did not learn that until I was older. It's funny when you learn things about your parents, things become a lot more clearer. I did not grow up in a very conditional, unconditional love environment. It was all conditional love because that's all they knew. There was really no love or support growing up. That my parents were just so bitter. They did not drink, but they did eat. They were not they just really turned to food. Now, I did not grow up as an obese child. I was not overweight. I was actually very athletic. I'm a fitness professional, PE by degree, and I'm a massage therapist and esthetician. So I'm in a wellness business is what I've done for really the last 30 years. I did become an alcoholic at age 34, 35. So I did not drink or really eat, but the eating disorder started probably around 16. So I was actually really okay with my relationship with food. No, I was actually okay body image wise, and until I got into a relationship with an older man that I should not have gotten into. Now I know I was 16 at the time, and he was 21, and that might not seem older, but that's older. Especially in that time frame. I just wasn't mature enough to be in a relationship. And, it was one of those, he dictated the relationship and picked on me and little body parts and just manipulated and was passive aggressive and aggressive, not really abusive, but it was just, I should not have gotten into that relationship, and it kind of really screwed me up, because I just thought I had to be perfect, like all the time. And up until 16, I did not feel like I had to be perfect. So the reason why I ate was really because of being perfect, or the reason why I didn't eat also is to be a perfectionist at everything. And I thought, as long as I'm thin, I will be okay. And if I'm not thin, then nobody's gonna love me, and they're gonna have all the control. So, and the reason why I drink is really because of the childhood and the abuse that I really had to incur from my mother. So it's really important that if you're gonna do both fellowships, and a lot of times we do, a lot of people are in other fellowships before they come into OA, but it's okay that you come into OA and you're not in another fellowship. It is a little confusing though when you come into a 12-step group though, if you don't know what it is, because it has such a bad reputation in the outside world. So, but I learned a lot by doing a separate set of steps with two different, OA sponsor and AA sponsor. So I really want to say that because when I came into AA, I came in January 1st, 2013, and I came into OA on January 1st, 2013. So I did both meetings on that New Year's Day, and I focused on the alcohol for the first year, but I did go to OA meetings and I was part of OA. But I felt like it was kind of important, and so did my AA sponsor. Look, let's just really focus on the alcohol first, and She felt like the food will kind of come lessen at least, and then just go to OA meetings and just focus on meal plan and all that. But I wouldn't take on too much. And boy, that was really good advice. But I have to say, I had a very hard time in the first year. I didn't want to accept that I was here, and I came in 227 pounds. I just want to say that. Let me just show you a photo. Just really quick, just because a photo speaks of everything. So here I am there, and here I am there. I mean, I look like a linebacker. And I don't normally share those photos. I just did it really quick because that's my passport photo. And I had to go for 10 years with that passport photo. Oh my God, the anxiety that I would have. Because I felt like they wouldn't recognize me because I had just gotten the one me obese on the left right before 2013. And I had to accept that this is just what I am. Let me tell you something, photos don't lie. They speak a thousand words. And it's reality, and a lot of times when we start to gain weight, we don't want to take photos, or we just take photos of the face. We don't want to show the body. This is when I started to kind of realize, okay, I've got a problem. I really do. This was starting to be my wake-up call. So, the first year, I think I kind of only lost like 40 pounds. I thought I was going to lose like maybe 5 pounds a month, maybe 60. Really thought I was going to lose more. I didn't. And then going into the second year, which would have been what, 2014, I got the OA sponsor, and I had accepted that okay, it's really time to really start to work the program. I'm a year off the alcohol. I'm kind of a little bit off the food, but not. And I really had to delve in and get really, really deep. All right, so when I accepted, because let me tell you something, I was a judgmental, really cocky, very arrogant, coming in. And I was judgmental, even though I was 227 pounds. I didn't like obese people. I'm not going to use the F word, okay, because I don't like that word. I don't like FAT, and I don't like skinny and little things like that. I'm one of those people. I got that language out of my vernacular, like what, the first year. I'm not going to use those kind of words because they're just very harsh and it'll put me into a mindset. But I came in and I didn't like obese people, even though I was obese. Like, that's insane. So my OA sponsor had to really work on that. We got to work on these character defects because, all I would do was just complain about people and how things weren't going my way. People weren't sticking to my script. How come this isn't happening and how come that's not happening? I've been a year into the program. And, she goes, well, you kind of really haven't been into the program. And now we really got to start working on the tools. I need you journaling. We're going to have to go through a set of steps. I know you did it in AA, but now you're going to have to do it in OA. And she goes, I guarantee you. And the best advice that I got, she goes, I'm going to tell you right now, when we go through these set of steps, you're not going to lose any weight. Okay, it's just not going to happen. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be kind of intense. We're going to have to delve into the childhood stuff and all of that. And but when you're done, you're going to feel really relieved, and we're going to get you living in steps 10, 11, and 12. And so that's what we want to get you to. Oh, my OA sponsor, so good. So is my AA. I'm very, very lucky. Okay, but sometimes things happen with the sponsors. You don't click. So that's why when they say in the script, and they'll say this in meetings, find a sponsor who has what you want, and you want what they have. They give that little speech in there. So that's why I'm a really big, you got to just go to about 100 of these meetings and ask somebody to be your sponsor, even if they don't say, they don't put their phone number in the chat, or back in the day, it was in-person meetings. Okay, that's all we had. And so, if you really are very comfortable with somebody speaking and you kind of relate to them and you identify to them, that's who you should really get as a sponsor. Because obviously you're already comfortable. And I guarantee you they'll probably take you on as a sponsor. If they don't, they probably won't say no, but maybe they'll say, maybe I could do it later on, or I recommend this person. But okay, so moving along, it was in the second year I started to really do the amends with my father. Especially, he did forgive me, even though, but my mother's just not having it. And I made that amends, and I made a lot of amends. And let me tell you, the weight really started to just come off naturally. People will say, well, you work out and you do it for a living, but no. Do you know how many fitness professionals have eating disorders? Oh my God, don't even get me started. And the men do too, not just the women, the bodybuilders, just all of that. The races, the athletes, everything. I mean, don't be fooled by that. You think you have it easier, but we really don't, because then we just go home and we just put it back all in. So I'm proof that you can be a fitness professional and become obese. It doesn't, it's all mental and spiritual. So now I got to delve into the spiritual. No, don't get me wrong, I am Catholic to the core, but what I love about 12 step and fellowship is that it is a spiritual program, and I've become a more spiritual program, a spiritual person, okay, since I've 12 stepped. And that's what I love about 12 stepping. I live, or at least I try, okay, at live in steps 10, 11, and 12. And I 10 step, and I'll take a 10 step call from anybody, anytime. I'll take a phone call from anywhere. I'll be a support person too.
Hi, Kathleen.
But
Excuse me, it's 10 minutes.
okay, great. Okay,
You have
so
another 10.
okay, great. So, and I just want to emphasize that even though, God and, I believe in Jesus and all that, your higher power can be anything that you want. And I have to tell sponsees, and I was told this, as long as I don't think that I'm the higher power, you'll do very well in the program and in your recovery. And, and even though Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, he is not my higher power. Really, Mary, Mother of Jesus, is my higher power. I just love it. I think of the candles in the church. It's very calming. She's very soothing. And a higher power to me is something that's going to take me from a level 10 to a level 2, right? Because I'm stressed, I'm anxious, I really want to delve into the food. I'm starting to have these cravings for sugar. And it's something that I think about that will take me back down to where I don't want to be, into the addiction. And really, when I'm thinking about the higher power, and I also have little mini higher powers. I mean, major little mini higher powers. Like, there was a sunset in San Diego and Santa Monica. Unbelievable sunset. Oh, and Waikiki that I think about. I mean, it was almost like the sun was sitting on the ocean and it slowly went down. And the people that came out to look at this sunset, professional photographers, I mean, these were unbelievable sunsets. And I live in Colorado and our sky is pretty unbelievable. But sometimes we don't really see the sunset because of the mountains, but sometimes it's nice. But we don't see it set one by one like the way these sunsets that I saw. And when I think of those sunsets, boy, I'm at peace. I realize there's something bigger out there than myself. So, really important that I turn everything over to higher power, especially when I'm having my moments. And it really, really helps. Because let me tell you, I stayed in OA. I never left OA, never once. And as the weight came off, it stayed off. I never gained and lose or lost and gained. I never did anything like that. But it took a while for that 100 pounds to come off. But I'm still a 100 pounder. Okay. And it's not bragging, just saying, but it took forever, for each 10 pounds to come off. never got cocky when I went to the next number. I was always grateful, but I never went back. But I got stuck at a lot of numbers, a lot. And I don't think there's anything wrong with coming into OA and wanting to lose weight. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, obviously the food is out of control, and there's something, because let's face it, we've all dieted, but willpower is not enough. You know, how many times have they said that in the big book? So, you know, I had to work on the mental and the spiritual. Like, I got to hand it over to something when I want to indulge and give into the addiction, and I'm just not going to. Have I had sloppy days? Of course. I mean, let's not be ridiculous. But what I like about 12-stepping is that I get right back on. Okay, I have the program. Okay, I had kind of a sloppy day. I'm going to go to a meeting. I'm going to call my sponsor. I'm going to call somebody in the group. I never wanted to do reach out to nothing because I just was so full of myself. Like, I don't need you people. You know, I don't need people in general. I could do this on my own. And no, I can't. And that's just what I love. I love you guys. Even if I can't stand somebody's personality, I still love you. And I always learn something new from every meeting that I go to. Little tip, little trick, a tool, something that I forgot about, a quote from the big book, you know, something, and it helps me. And I will end with this, that I just always thank God for the last 24 hours, and please, higher power, get me through the next 24 hours. And that's basically how I roll. And I just take it one day at a time because even though it's 12 years, this is a one day at a time program. Because every day is different, you know, because as human beings, we're supposed to have emotions. I'm not supposed to numb my emotions. We're supposed to have emotions. And I was so conditioned to numbing instead of feeling. So that's basically it. Thank you so much for everybody being here and you know, for listening and letting me share. So grateful for you guys. I hope everybody's good in California right now and with the snowstorms and everything going on. Hope everybody's nice and safe. And thank you guys, Kathleen, compulsive overeater. Appreciate it.